Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
In that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes, you know, these are times that you're made for. So, you know, it provided, you know, belief and confidence that he has in me. And then from there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. And, you know, just trying to be as composed. Obviously, we had a negative play on that drive that set us back, I think, 10 yards on the holding. And just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
Caleb Williams talking about the last drive and what he learned from Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson instilling confidence in him. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are live from Circa Sports in Las Vegas.
So Kevin O'Connell, praised as a quarterback guru all around the league, desired by Caleb Williams as a prospect, and obviously just everything that KOC has done, everything that he does is designed to build the confidence of a quarterback. Everything. And he's talked about in that way. And you can hear it. We've played tape, right, of Kevin.
Absolutely.
Talking about, like, oh, he's just so good at this. He's so good at that. Whether it was about Darnold. He did it this week about Carson Wentz. Like, he builds the guys up. So, to me, we have focused so much on how hard Ben is coaching Caleb and how great that is. But the authenticity is that it's not just ripping somebody apart for screwing up.
Right.
It's the full complexity of a coach relationship where it's love, man. It is tough love. It is parental in the best possible way, or coach player in the best. You're helping an immature young player become mature. So that's why let's listen to them both, okay? Tanny cut them two together about how Ben and Caleb talking about the conversation, both of them, before that final drive.
In that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes,
I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you. And I know he came through for us in a big way.
From there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. And, you know, just trying to be as composed. Obviously, we had a negative play on that drive. That set us back, I think, 10 yards on the holding. And just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
So it's not just that Ben tells him, hey, this is the moment for you. And this is the story of your life, which is like not just like he's gotten to know him as a person. Like, hey, man, you're good at this in your life. It's not just that he tells him that. It's that Caleb then feels like he can then go be what he needs to be in the huddle to the players.
And he really has. Like, that's something where we've discussed it and kind of really processed it, I think, on this show, where if you're trying to figure out if there's been growth in Caleb, you don't have to look at the hero ball, fourth quarter, any of that stuff. I know he can do that. And that's part of the reason why the concept of bust, to me, is completely off the table. Because I know that he's wired for those moments. Now, the difference between him being a starting quarterback, a serviceable quarterback in greatness, is him being more consistent. And then knowing and he's talked about it, Ben's talked about it. In the moments when it's time for you to be Superman, go be Superman. But you don't have to do that for 60 minutes of a game. let the other guys work for you and make plays for you, and know that those guys are capable of making plays for you.
Yeah.
We're watching an ascension with Rome. Like, we're watching a guy who could be, I think, pretty special. And I wasn't completely sold last year, but I think that you're seeing a guy that understands the serious nature of the position and is starting to get it and understand where to be and how to be there for his quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the bond between Caleb and Rome is a big, big deal. But I can't get enough of this relationship and watching what this town has never seen, which is an offensive-minded head coach really, truly having a relationship in full with the young quarterback prospect, where he rips him when he screws up, and he rips him in front of everybody when he screws up, and then he builds him up the way that he needs to, and he gets him to turn into what Caleb is hopefully turning into. Caleb said that his biggest growth is keeping my composure for my guys. That he said that's his biggest point of growth, not like falling prey to the bad body language that he had before. So remember when Ben called him out for body language? Now Caleb's admitting to it, and he's comfortable talking about it. That's growth.
And the fact that Ben walked in the door and immediately did it.
Right away. And you know he did it privately. You know he did it in front of everybody because, hey, man, you got to stop this. So Caleb is like, he's starting to believe it. He's starting to believe some of the stuff that Ben is telling him that he's capable of. You're right about 60 minutes, man. Caleb's day was very mixed when you look at play after play after play. Like, he threw screen passes into the dirt.
Yeah.
He went for a check down at one point to Menungai and then threw it like 4 yards behind him. There were a couple replays from behind him where it looked like he missed a DeAndre Swift wide open on the left side when he threw into double coverage to Cole. Like, he had a very, very uneven day in terms of every play.
I do think that there is a book that's a little out on him now, and I'm not surprised by it. Like, it was frustrating to me because I got pushed back during the draft process when I brought this up. Caleb's not as big as he's listed, not as tall as he's listed.
And
watching him have issues, like all quarterbacks do have issues with pressure up the middle. And I think that you're going to see teams continue to try and do that. And you saw Max Crosby moved around a lot or loop inside to go and try and make plays. And I think that when other defensive coordinators will watch Caleb, they'll go, hey, if you can't get to him because he is really athletic and dynamic in the pocket, okay, back off and get your hands up in the air and try to knock a pass down.
Yes.
The beauty of Caleb, though, is that he still is, like, that throw on the sideline was another ridiculous throw.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got those in him. We got breaking news, by the way, here on 670 The Score.
Which is brought to you by Wildfire, which has been feeding people and doing a great job for 30 years.
Matthew Boyd's going to start game one for the Cubs in their wild card series against the Padres tomorrow at Wrigley Field.
I got no issue with that.
Matthew Boyd has 12 wins at Wrigley this year. He has an ERA, I believe, of 2.51 at Wrigley. You have to go back to Greg Maddux to find a Cubs pitcher's season with that many wins and an ERA that good. He's been incredibly successful at home, and his last start, he had a nice bounce back at Wrigley.
What a story.
Dude, amazing.
For that guy.
Amazing.
Like, from injury prone to missing out on all this stuff because of injuries to finding a place where he belongs, becoming an all-star, and now starting game one of a playoff series.
This is the most innings he's thrown in a season since 2019. Matthew Boyd, and now he gets to start the first game of a playoff series, and deservedly so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.